Now, some of your views. Jerry Cronin, who's in London, gets in touch, says, Pauline Collins got her start with a group called the New Irish Players. She wrote a book called Letter to Louise, which is very kind to the people in Killarney and mentions the laurels in the town. And another listener getting in touch, thanks for that, Jerry. Another listener says, Pauline Collins, RIP. She started her acting career in Kerry. She performed in a play in Killarney Town Hall in the late 1950s when she toured with a drama company, the New Irish Players. She wrote a book about her experience in Kerry called A Letter to Louise, and well worth checking out that. And the listener says, please remember Pauline from Upstairs Downstairs, who co-played with Jean Marsh, aka Rose, who also passed away just this past April. Well, here is some of the theme tune just to stoke the memory for you from Upstairs Downstairs. Yeah, there you go. That's Upstairs Downstairs. She played brilliant work in that. The Liver Birds as well, another great TV show she was involved in. And Doctor Who, lest we forget. Also, we thought we'd play another clip for you this morning from her best known film role, Shirley Valentine. We opened the show with a clip. Here's another clip where Pauline, starring as Shirley Valentine, of course, the housewife from Liverpool who took off to Greece to find herself. This is Shirley explaining why she did it.
Have you finally gone round a friggin' pipe?
We always have steak on Thursday.
I'm not eating shite.
Mother, you haven't put enough sugar in this cocoa. You go down and get us another spoon. She's only been back 5 minutes and she's got me strutting round like R2 bleeding D2.
Hiya, Wall.
What's wrong with that?
There's a woman 3 doors down, talks to a microwave. Talking to a microwave. Whoa, what's the world coming to?
I think sex is like supermarkets. Just a lot of pushing and shoving and you still come out with very little at the end.
There you go. That is the Shirley Valentine, Pauline Collins, and the Kerry Killarney link. Very strong there as well, of course. Listener gets in touch. Mike Reedy says, disgraceful comments there by Alan Kelly. This is in relation to the migration interview that we did and his comments in Dáil Éireann. Mike Reedy says, disgraceful comments by Alan Kelly as ordinary people are waking up to what's happening with immigration. Is he blind to what's going on? Disgraceful also to have him unchallenged. This is classic gaslighting exercise on the public yet again and a breach of broadcasting common rules regarding balance. Let's hear from the TDs like Karen Nolan, Matthew McGrath, Sharon Keoghan. Bad morning for you. Jury says, Mike, sorry you don't agree with Mike, but that's just Alan Kelly's views. Well, they talked about that. We've had lots of comments coming in, or a number of comments coming in the other side, like your own comments in relation to that. And we have heard other parts of the debate in advance of the last local and general election with regards to immigration and IPAS centres and all that. Another listener on the other side of it says, well said to Alan Kelly. Well said by Alan Kelly. Where would we be in our hospitals and nursing homes without the migrants? No big fan of Alan Kelly, but good on him for talking straight on migration and the valuable input they have into our economy and society. As he said, we Irish should understand migration better than most other countries. Okay, if you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show on 066 712 3666. Text or WhatsApp 083 300 300. Now, this Sunday sees the World War One commemoration being held at Ballymullen, I should say, to the monument to the Royal Munster Fusiliers. Independent Councillor Sam Locke is with me on the line, who was helping organise this. Sam, good morning to you. What's happening on Monday?
Good morning, Jerry.
Sunday, I should say.
Sunday. Just a reminder, today is a sad day for us. We had the last of our good friend, Jim, and Mr. Fratton, right, that he was a good friend of mine and a good colleague and a good politician. In relation to the monument in Ballymullen, this is a commemoration, a day of remembrance for all that died in wars, World War One, World War Two, and even present wars. So it's to remember those that passed in all wars. It's not specifically for the Royal Munster Fusiliers and those that died, the 233 names that are on the plinth above in the monument there. It's specifically there for Remembrance Sunday. It's celebrated all over the country. And it's just where we gather to remember those that died in all wars. So at 12 p.m. on Sunday, there will be laying of wreath by myself and Deputy Mayor Angie Bailey. Will be in situ. Father Tighe, Reverend Goodfellow will be there to say a few prayers. And Johnny Sheehan will play a lament. It's a short ceremony, but it's to remember those who died in our wars.
A short ceremony, but an important one, Sam.
Very, very important. It's very important that we remember those people that gave their lives so that we could live in peace and harmony today. And in the world that we live in, it is quite chaotic, as you know, Jolly, with wars taking place all over the world and civil wars. It is just poignant that we remember those that dedicated their lives to give us the lives that we have today.
Okay, Sam, what time does it get underway on Sunday?
12 p.m.
Okay, 12 p.m. at the Ballymunion, Ballybullen Monument.
Ballymunion Monument. Brilliant. I'm asking those that desecrated the monument there last year to stay away. There is no need for it. And, you know, the idea that that we have to get council up and clean and scrub it again, it's a ridiculous waste of money, a waste of valuable time, of their time. But look, if somebody sees something going on, please report it to the Gardaí.
Okay. All right, Sam. Thanks a million for talking to us on the programme this morning. That's Councillor Sam Locke there talking about that great stuff. That's Sunday, November 9th, the Royal Munster Fusiliers Monument to Ballymullion, 12 noon, the Remembrance Sunday wreath laying there. If you have a view on that, get in touch.